Hey friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Today, your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever been scammed? Well, I remember one time I got this crazy email. It told me that I would get lots of money if I would just provide my bank account information and my home address and my phone number and all of this other very important information about myself. Well, this was a big red flag. Absolutely not. These type of emails, well, you should be very careful with. We have a very useful lesson today called ransomware. And we're going to be talking a little bit about this type of issue. First, the scene of the crime. The scene of the crime. What's that about? Don't worry. We'll get to that later. And the usual suspects. Okay, friends. I know that you have your magazines. Make sure they're open. And let's get started.
Ransomware. Give me your money or I'll delete everything. You're surfing the internet when a big, ugly window pops up notifying you that your system has been locked. But this crime isn't just for fun. It's a malware ransom of your computer called ransomware. The scene of the crime. You may have fallen into this disaster in a number of ways. Possibly through a compromised website, a bad email attachment, or a download. It can happen under suspicious circumstances, or ones that seem completely innocent, such as a visit to your favorite bakery's website.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这边的文章第一个重点我们看 ransom 这个名词。例如 the hijackers demanded a ransom of $1 million to release the hostages. 这些劫匪要求要$1,000,000的赎金才要释放人质。或者是 the ransom note was sent by text message from a stolen cell phone. 这个要求赎金的信息是用一只被偷的手机用简讯发出的。Ransom 也可以当动词，意思是赎出或赎回。例如 ，The kid's father ransomed him for $500,000. 这个男孩的父亲付了$500,000把他赎出来。继续我们看的是 compromise 这个动词。Compromise 在这里是指使陷入危机。例如 ，This scandal severely compromised the politician's reputation. 这个丑闻严重的伤害了这位政治家的声誉。课文中的 a compromised website 当中的 compromised 是形容词，意思是被侵入的或者是被盗用的。例如 the hackers used some compromised foreign websites to hack their targets. 这些骇客使用一些被盗用的外国网站来侵入他们要下手的目标。或者是 these compromised accounts are now blocked by the bank. 这些被盗用的账户现在被银行冻结了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
I learned something from our lesson here today.
Oh, that's great news.
It goes like this. Give me your money or I'll delete everything.
I will not give you my money.
Give me your money or I will delete everything. Everything in your life. All of your friends.
Gabe,
your work.
Absolutely not.
Huh?
I don't get it. Wait, what?
That's what our lesson says. Give me your money or I'll delete everything. So we can learn a lot from Studio Classroom, friends.
No, Gabe, our lesson is not telling us to tell somebody to give us money or we'll delete everything.
This sounds like a threat, actually. And that is not a good thing. Rebecca, you are right. And friends, this first sentence in our lesson, just next to the title,This is considered a threat, wei xie, right? So it's a noun. This is a threat.
And of course, there are other ways to use this word. Sandy's parents actually carried out their threat to stop dance lessons if Sandy's grades didn't actually get better. Or here's another one. Drunk drivers can be a serious threat to other drivers on the road. It can be very dangerous.
That's true. Now, friends, the verb form of this word, we usually add an E-N. Threaten. So our lesson is threatening us, right? Give me your money or I'll delete everything. I'm threatening you if you don't give me your money. Well, we read here, you're surfing the internet when a big, ugly window pops up notifying you that your system has been locked. Hey, Rebecca, do you ever surf the internet?
Of course I surf the internet. But speaking of surfing the internet, the guys in the InfoCloud have something they would like to say about surfing the internet.
Oh, yeah. Surfing the internet.
Many people like to surf the internet during their spare time. And some of you may be wondering, what does surfing have to do with the internet?
Well, if by surfing you mean riding a wave on a surfboard, then it has nothing to do with the internet. But the phrase surfing the internet, or web surfing, is actually derived from another term, channel surfing.
Now, if you're under 40, you may have a hard time imagining watching TV without a remote control. But that's what people did in the old days. People had to get up from the sofa, walk over to the TV set, and turn a knob to switch channels.
Very hard to imagine. Well, the remote control changed all that. It gave couch potatoes the freedom to quickly flick from one channel to another, checking on the score of a basketball game for a few seconds, then a minute or two of a movie, a news program, a reality show, or whatever.
That aimless switching from channel to channel became known as channel surfing. And when the World Wide Web was created, the term web surfing came into use, referring to casually clicking on web links on the computer.
Now, the verb surf, in this sense, means to browse, just like how one might browse in a store or browse through a catalog.
Surfing 原本是冲浪, 但是在过去这30多年, surfing有了新的定义。 在80年代, remote control 遥控器越来越普遍, 因此产生了channel surfing这个名词, 意思是使用遥控器不停地变换channels, 电视频道。 在90年代, 网际网络越来越发达, 因此产生了web surfing这个名词, 意思就是在网络上随意地搜寻资料。 Channel surfing跟web surfing虽然都算是正当的行为, 但是因为这种 surfing 都是漫无目的的 browse 浏览, 因此呢会让人觉得那是消耗时间懒惰的行为。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, guys. Okay, so remember, this word surfing can be used in different ways. You're just going from one thing to the next. All right, we continue with this idea that this ugly window pops up notifying you of something. But this crime isn't just for fun. It's a malware ransom of your computer called ransomware. Now, malware, when you see those letters M-A-L, that actually means bad. So you know when you see those letters that something is bad, something bad is going on.
Ooh, this sounds like a very serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the next section of our lesson is called The Scene of the Crime. Now, of course, we want to talk about this phrase, the scene of the crime. Typically, when I hear this phrase, I automatically think of the place where a crime actually happened. So let's say, for example, yes, there was a robbery. you know, like somebody goes into a store and steals something mm-hmm. out of the store, that would be the scene of the crime.
Ah, so the store is the scene of
yes,
the crime.
Yes, the store would be the scene of the crime.
What about like this? This doesn't look like a store. It looks like somewhere outside.
Yeah.
So maybe something happened. There was a fight. And someone was kidnapped, or maybe someone was even hurt.
Yes.
Okay, so someone was hurt, and there are things that people are looking at the scene of the crime. You know, I usually hear this phrase when I'm watching something like CSI or Sherlock Holmes, right? There's always different crime scenes. What is the scene of the crime? What are they discovering?
Now, Gabe, if you notice, the examples that we used when mm-hmm. talking about the scene of the crime
yes.
had to do with, obviously, something bad happening, whether mm-hmm. it was stealing something from the store or getting into a fight. But in our lesson, we're talking about computers and
right.
ransomware. And how is that a scene of a crime?
So the idea is that these kind of bad things, these crimes can happen even mm-hmm. when you're just surfing the internet. That's where it happens. That's the scene, the place, right? You may have fallen into this disaster in a number of ways, possibly through a compromised website, a bad email attachment, or download. And it can happen under suspicious circumstances or when you're doing something innocent. I think this is a nice way our author is saying maybe you were looking at porn. Do not do that. That is doing something under suspicious circumstances.
You don't want to look at porn. That's a big no-no. Anyway, another example is under normal circumstances, I wouldn't mind hosting someone at my house. However, under these circumstances, I just don't have the time. It just doesn't seem to be the right time for me.
Okay, so maybe you're really busy. Mm-hmm. You have a lot on your schedule. I don't have time to host a party right now. I can't host under these circumstances. Very good example. Mm-hmm. Friends, think of another way to use that phrase. We're learning more about the scene of the crime later, so please, friends, don't go away. Stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're talking about ransomware. Yes, this might not be the most fun subject to talk about, but it definitely is a very important subject. Now, we've already started talking about the scene of the crime. Remember that phrase? We spent quite a bit of time talking about it, and right now, it's time for us to continue talking about the scene of the crime. So, let's continue with our next reading.
Ransomware. No matter how it happened, money is being demanded, often in small amounts, so as to increase your likelihood of paying. The usual suspects. Though ransomware can come in many forms, there are several recognized strategies used to get your money. One strategy not only locks your computer, but also keeps files encrypted until the criminals have their cash. Another type of ransomware impersonates a country's authorities, such as the FBI, accuses you of wrongdoing, and slaps you with a fine.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 encrypt 这个动词 ，en这个字首有使如何如何的意思 ，crypt 这个字根有隐藏的意思，所以 encrypt 是指加密或将某种信息加上密码。例如 ，all our customers' personal data is encrypted and cannot be accessed by unauthorized persons. 我们所有顾客的个资都有加密保护，非授权人士无法取得。 它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 encryption。 例如 ，these classified files are protected by passwords and encryption。 这些机密文件被密码以及加密措施所保护。最后我们看的是 impersonate 这个动词 ，im 这个字首由 成为或进入的意思。所以 impersonate 是指冒充或假冒。例如 the thief was caught impersonating a security guard when he tried to sneak in the bank vault. 这名小偷假扮成警卫试着要溜进银行的金库时被逮到。Impersonate 也指模仿。例如 Jim Carrey is famous for impersonating Clint Eastwood. 金凯瑞以模仿克林斯威特而闻名。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we're continuing to learn here about the scene of the crime, right? No matter how it happened, money is being demanded, often in small amounts, so as to increase your likelihood of paying. So whether you were looking at something you shouldn't have been looking at, or if you were doing something innocent, this stuff happens.Now, this stuff happens in a way so as to increase your likelihood of paying. What does that mean?
Well, another way that you can say this is in order to do something. So, for example, well, another way to sort of use this sentence or this phrase is Philip moved to the state of Washington so as to find a higher paying job.Or in order to find a higher paying job. Do you have any other examples?
Yeah, that was great. So the idea is this is your purpose for doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote my coworker a card so as to cheer him up. You know, he's been having a hard day. It's actually been really tough for him adjusting to our office and the work life here. So I wrote him a card so as to cheer him up. That was my purpose.
That is an excellent example, Gabe.But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about money that is being demanded, and often it's in small amounts so as to increase your likelihood of paying. But friends, please don't be fooled. If someone tries to demand money of you, don't fall for it. Don't pay the money. Well, we continue with our lesson, The Usual Suspects. Though ransomware can come in many forms,There are several recognized strategies used to get your money. Very important part of the lesson.
And one strategy not only locks your computer, but also keeps files encrypted until the criminals have their cash. That means, if it's encrypted, that means you're not able to open those files or access them, okay? Until the criminals have the money that they want.
Now, this next strategy is actually quite scary. Another type of ransomware...impersonates a country's authorities, such as the FBI, accuses you of wrongdoing, and slaps you with a fine. That's pretty serious.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds painful, too. Slapping me with a fine?
Well, Gabe, actually, they don't literally slap you with a fine. If you're slapped with a fine, this just means that you are required to pay...A lot of money. You're required to pay a fine.
That's right. So this is just kind of a fun way of saying that someone fined you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, parking in an illegal space, the police might slap you with a fine, right? I got slapped with a fine for driving too fast on my scooter.
Gabe, you should have known better. If you drive too fast and you get caught, you just might get slapped with a fine.Okay, friends, well, right now, it's time for us to see how Ben brings this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Yep.
And you too, Gabe.
Yes, me too. It's a fun one. Friends, have you ever lost something important to you? What did you do? What?
If you lost something that was brand new, what would you do? Yeah, what would you do? Someone stole something, give out to you. What would you do? Yeah, what would you do?
Well, that happened to me once.I was given some DVDs. I love those DVDs. I put them in the car. The next morning, I went to the car, Ben, and the window was broken.
Oh, no.
And I looked inside,
and my DVDs were missing. If you lost something that was brand new, what would you do? Tell me, what would you do? Someone stole something divine to you. What would you do? Tell me, what would you do? Everybody now, if you lost something that was brand new, what would you do? Yeah, what would you do? Someone stole something divine to you. What would you do? Tell me, what would you do? Oh, yeah. Tell me, what would you do? Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah.
You're surfing the internet when a big ugly window pops up.
Oh no! A big ugly window just popped up!
It notifies you that your system has been locked.
What's this? My system is locked! Huh. Maybe this is a joke. Is someone doing this just for fun?
Oh no. This crime isn't just for fun. It's a malware ransom of your computer called ransomware.
Oh, no, it's a malware ransom. Oh, how could this happen?
Yes, you could have fallen into this disaster in a number of ways.
A compromised website?
Possibly.
A bad email attachment?
Maybe.
A download?
It can happen under suspicious circumstances, or ones that seem completely innocent.
Really? I was just visiting my favorite bakery's website.
No matter how it happened, money is being demanded.
What? They want money? Oh, well, it's just a small amount. I guess I could pay.
Small amounts increase your likelihood of paying.
What else could I do? My computer's locked, and it's encrypted.
And it will stay locked until the criminals get their cash.
Oh no! Now I'm in trouble with the country's authorities! I've been slapped with a fine! No!
This could happen to you.
What can we do about this ransomware?
You better come back tomorrow as we find out, right here on
Studio Classroom.